Jesus tells his apostles and he tells us in the gospel that we just heard, as I have loved you, so you should love one another. Jesus sets himself as the example to be followed. So our natural reaction would be to ask the question, well then, how does Jesus love? And I think a little bit of context helps us to answer that question. This particular gospel selection comes from the Last Supper. After Jesus washes the feet of the apostles, after he celebrates the Eucharistic meal with them, he gives them a rather long discourse that is often referred to as his farewell discourse. So because Jesus gives this command to love as he has loved in the course of the Last Supper, these words take on even more significance. Because at the Last Supper, Jesus demonstrates how he loves. Firstly, he demonstrates it by washing the feet of the apostles, by taking the place of the servant. And secondly, by celebrating the Eucharistic meal with them, the sacrifice that prefigures what he will offer on the cross on the next day. We can say, we can answer the question, how does Jesus love? By saying that Jesus loves as a servant and as a sacrifice. And those are the ways that we are called to love as Jesus loved. First, a word about the love of a servant. Just as in the Incarnation, when the second person of the Blessed Trinity stripped himself of his divinity and put on our lowly humanity, at the Last Supper, Jesus takes off his outer garment and he puts a towel around his waist and he washes the feet of the apostles. Jesus is the servant of our humanity. By sharing in our humanity in the Incarnation, and by redeeming it by his death and resurrection. So as disciples, what does this servant love look like for us? Of course, we must be in service to our brothers and sisters in their physical needs, especially those who are poor, those who are vulnerable, those who are unborn. Taking care of their physical needs, the corporal works of mercy, feeding and clothing, giving shelter to the homeless. But it also means being the servant of our brothers and sisters in a spiritual sense as well. It means that we have to be witnesses to the truth, even when the truth is difficult to hear. There are so many cultural voices out there telling us what is true. Those voices even tell us sometimes that there is no truth, that we make that truth up for ourselves, that itself, of course, being a truth claim. But Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. There is one truth and one way to the Father, and that is Jesus Christ. To invite someone to embrace that truth in their life is to love them with a servant's love, to love their humanity for the sake of their eternal soul. And that is to love them as Jesus loves them. Now, we may not always be successful in that. Even when we try to do a good deed for someone's physical needs, we may not even be particularly successful. But we can't stop doing that because we're following the command of Jesus. And the second way that Jesus loves is to offer himself as a sacrifice, sacrificial love. Now, I'm willing to bet that almost all of us probably have some idea of what it means to love sacrificially. You think of the relationship between spouses. husbands and wives have to love each other sacrificially. Sometimes it's a sacrifice to love your spouse when they're driving you up the wall. That is sacrificial love. The love between parents and children, to love your children even when they're doing something wrong or driving you crazy, is sacrificial love. To love a parent as they age and to take care of them, that is sacrificial love. The sacrificial love of a Christian is the love of dying to myself so that God can rebuild me in his image and likeness. Think of so many of the great saints had to go through this experience in their lives in some pretty dramatic ways. You think about St. Peter, who confidently said that he would never deny the Lord, and then he does it three times. He had to be broken down to allow God to build him back up. Think of somebody like St. Francis of Assisi. Everyone loves St. Francis. But as a young man, he wasn't all that great. He didn't care about anyone but himself. But when he encountered a leper one day, God broke him down so that he could rebuild him, to be his instrument to rebuild his church. And this still happens. These great conversion stories still happen. And perhaps you've experienced that in your life. But we also experience these conversions on a daily basis. Some of us, that is perhaps the only or most significant way that we experience sacrificial love. It's sacrificial love to not do what I want to do because I know I should give time to God in prayer. It's sacrificial love of my life ambitions if my vocation calls me in another direction. It's sometimes even sacrificial love to do the basic things that we have to do every day that maybe we don't want to, like going to work or cleaning the house. Offering all of those daily trials and tribulations, offering to God, is a form of sacrificial love. And if we offer them to him, he can break us down so to rebuild us in his image and likeness. Jesus loves as servant and sacrifice. And so we are called to love in the same way. In the second reading today from the book of Revelation, John sees a new heaven and a new earth. The new heaven and new earth that God will remake at the end of time. But God has already remade this earth through the death and resurrection of Jesus. He's opened heaven to us and put our life on a trajectory back to heaven. And Jesus teaches us how to love, how to rebuild, be formed in his image and likeness through that love of a servant and as sacrifice. My friends, may we be willing to love as Jesus loved, so that God can recreate us in his image and likeness.